When I was a child, I loved looking at the beautiful patterns snowflakes made as they landed on my father's car just before they melted and disappeared. I first made paper snowflakes for Christmas decorations in elementary school, taping them to the windows of our classroom. No matter how many snowflakes I made for our school decorations, I always loved that feeling of gently opening the paper and seeing the mirror design. All we needed to make them was paper and scissors. The word paper comes from papyrus, which was used in ancient Egypt. Papyrus was made of plants and fibers that were soaked in water and then dried and pressed together. For centuries, the same basic method was used. You can still make paper the way the Egyptians did, if you don't mind the coarse surface. Handmade paper. These instructions make approximately 5 sheets of paper. This will be great, messy fun. You'll need 6 to 10 sheets of construction paper or any non-shiny paper you find in recycling bins. Blender, 2 gallons of warm water for use in the blender and in the shallow container. Large, shallow container, such as a roasting pan, large enough to accommodate the splatter guards. Spoon, dried roses and/or herbs, finely chopped. Dry, clean dish towel. 2 screen splatter guards, the type used when making bacon. These should be easy to find online. Sponge. To create. 1. Tear paper into small pieces, 1 inch by 2 inch or 2 inch by 3 inch, and put into the blender. Cover with warm water and let soak for 15 minutes to thoroughly saturate the paper. 2. Pulse the mixture in the blender 5 to 6 times until it resembles a thick soup. This is called paper slurry. If it is too thick, very slowly add a little water. If the slurry is too thin, it will yield a paper that will tear or separate. 3. Fill your shallow container with 2 inches of the warm water. Slowly add the paper slurry to the water and mix with a spoon. 4. At this point, you can add chopped dried flowers and/or herbs as decoration. 5. Spread the dry dish towel out flat on the counter or table. 6. Dip one of your splatter guards into the slurry mixture, making sure the screen is evenly covered. Hold the mixture steady, do not tilt, and place on top of the dish towel. Cover the first splatter guard with the second one. 7. Using the sponge, soak up as much water as you can from the top of the second splatter guard. The more water you can soak up, the shorter the drying time for your handmade paper. 8. Gently remove the top splatter guard. Allow the bottom splatter guard to dry for approximately 6 hours. When thoroughly dry, gently lift the paper from the screen. Hopefully, your paper is ready for use. If your paper is a sticky mess, experiment with different types of paper at the beginning.